Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited to tell you that Robert Brands is still with us. Robert is a good friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. And I hope you check out his website, and that's innovationcoach.com. And my website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out and use that to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you and with your business, help you make payroll, help you grow your business, help you start one if you're doing that, or even get rid of it if that's what you're thinking about doing. But regardless of where you are, regardless of where you are in that time continuum, innovation is going to continue to be an important part of your world and an abiding, never leaving you part of your world. And that's what Robert's all about. Robert, in the previous segment, we were talking about ideation and brainstorming and some of those rules. But in terms of open innovation, other key elements of this that you talk about, a lot about are mind mapping and what you call brain writing.
Yeah.
I want you to get into those two real quick, please.
Okay, sure. And so we just talked about brainstorming, but one of the greatest things to start a brainstorm with is a technique called brain writing. And the times I have done these with groups in work sessions, they've always been extremely successful. I just did one last Thursday in France. And the way it works is you basically take small groups of six or seven folks, you take a white piece of paper, and you let everybody write down an idea on top of the page and without any discussion. Then once they're ready, they pass it clockwise around the table, and the next neighbor will build on the concept, whether they will add to the idea or add a new idea. It's basically a continuing of thought, and then it's being passed around until it comes back to the originator. Now the originator shares what their idea is and shares the building thoughts. Now there's a lot of things going on here. First of all, people feel good because people have built on their ideas, so it builds a lot of confidence. Secondly, everybody is contributing. It's not just the extroverts. Everybody is contributing.
So if you're saying if we got six people sitting around a table, each one of them takes a sheet of paper, writes an idea down. Now would you, before you get to the meeting, would you say, okay, bring your idea with you? Do you tell them that? Something that they've thought about that the company can benefit from.
Right. And the key thing is here also to think very broadly. I'm a big advocate of the 10 types of innovation where you really thought from process to delivery to product. It's not just product, how you deliver your service, et cetera. But once they start writing, it goes around, they look at it, they then share it with the group, and the group then can rank it. And very quickly, you always come out with a top idea, and once you're that far, now we can start brainstorming. So it's actually a great starter of an ideation session.
So then each one of them writes down their idea. Would it be okay if they brought that idea with them on the sheet of paper?
Do you want them
to just start completely with a whole new thought at the moment they get there?
Yeah, I mean, both have their pluses and minuses. I mean, you might want to make people nervous if you tell them in advance they have to bring an idea, you know.
So then they pass it around, and so I get your sheet of paper, and your sheet of paper says put a cow in the living room, turn it upside down, and paint it purple, and I'm supposed to tell you write down what I think about that idea, what I think about it, or add to it, or
both, and it can be both. So you can build on the idea, or you can add an idea, but the whole thought is to create.
What do you think is the result? What's been the payoff for the companies?
Well, the payoff is that out of these six or seven people, we always have one or two top ideas. I haven't had a session yet where there was nobody coming out with an idea where the group said, hey, we should check into this and go further. Mm-hmm. So you get a group excited, and then, as I said, you really could do a deeper dive with a brainstorm to follow.
Let me stop you for a second and say this. So what you're saying is you got six people around the table. And before you get started, okay, folks, our goal is to find hopefully we'll find one or two things that we want to keep. If it isn't your idea originally, don't worry about it. You've contributed to the process.
Exactly. So people really feel good about it because right. they've helped along.
Right. All right. I got about 1 minute. What's the next thought?
All right. The other one is what we call whiteboarding. This is really posting a problem or a question in a common room, like in the coffee room or a general area, with a timeline on the sites, and let people just make general comments and notes on it during the week. And once you have collected those thoughts, then follow it up with a brainstorm. And I've seen this work really well as well. I mean, what you can even ask, like, what next new product should we be working on, or how do we solve this or that problem? But the nice thing is that people see the timeline, and the key thing is that they think about it while they stand around or have a cup of coffee, and it will be a work in progress. And you'll be amazed how that will develop during the week with people making comments, putting little stickies on them.
Just and walking up to the board in the public place and making their comments.
Right, exactly.
For example, the boss might put a sheet up on the wall that says, "We're having trouble with late deliveries. Any ideas?"
Right.
And people would walk up and make their comments.
Exactly. And you'll be amazed what will come out of it because your biggest asset is your people and your associates.
Right.
And it just doesn't come out.
Well said, Robert. Well done. Robert's Rules of Innovation is the name of the book. InnovationCoach.com is the website, right, Robert?
Yes, it is. And I appreciate you having me again.
Thank you, Robert. We'll have you back again real soon. Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Got a black
magic woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.